We don't often do movie reviews on the Public Square, but we're going to make an exception today. I'm Wayne Shepherd with Dave Zanotti here on the Public Square, and two Oscar-worthy movies, Les Mis and Lincoln. Dave?
Everybody's around the table, Wayne, and you're hearing our conversations. Les Mis versus Lincoln. Jeff, there's a big difference in the politics behind those movies, aren't there?
Yeah. Well, in Lincoln, the character of Lincoln seems to really agonize over the constitutionality of passing the 13th Amendment. So he seems to be very concerned with doing things legally according to the Constitution. In Les Miserables, you have one series of revolutions after another of mobocracy, which I think would be a good illustration of democracy.
Well, and it really points a founding problem that the folks that put this country together were deeply concerned about, Melanie, and that was the notion that they were watching what was happening in France and didn't want our country to be an endless group of revolutionaries, that there needed to be some foundation built underneath this house that would work for the long term.
They specifically rejected the concepts of a democracy, and they specifically designed, as you would design a house, the concepts of a constitutional republic that would provide a balance of power both vertically and horizontally.
A representative constitutional republic. That's what makes us different from what happened in
France.
Now, it doesn't mean that life was any less bloody or any less difficult. We've had incredible struggles, as the Lincoln movie surely shows, and as our current history still prevails. But there is a fundamental difference, Wayne, at the foundation.
That's the fastest 2 minutes in radio today here on the Public Square with everybody contributing. Melanie, Jeff, Rob, and Dave Zanotti. I'm Wayne Shepherd. Hey, thanks for listening today. Join us online at aproundtable.org.